Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1378 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello, everybody.
Tracy, today we're going to talk about Kings Island Amusement Park in Ohio.
Oh, fun. Love Kings Island.
So Kings Island is located in Mason, Ohio. That's about 24 miles northeast of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Up until 1997, the park was part of the Deerfield Township, which was annexed that year into Mason.
Oh, cool.
The park broke ground on June 15, 1970, and officially opened to the public on April 29, 1972. It was named for the King's Powder Company, which created the town of King's Mill for its employees. The park sits on the property formerly owned by the company. Kings Island covers over 700 acres of land and was built to replace the defunct Coney Island Amusement Park, located 10 miles east of Cincinnati.
I love Coney Island. You used to go swimming there and everything.
You can still go swimming there.
Well, yeah, I guess you can.
Coney Island was shut down due to frequent flooding, and several of the rides and attractions were moved to the Kings Island location. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about some ghosts, but today we're going to talk about maybe some of the reasons for those ghosts. Because there's been tons of rumors of deaths and accidents being covered up, but there are several verifiable deaths related to accidents and natural causes at the park. Number one, an employee of the Lion... this is a funny story. The employee of the Lion Country Safari Ride was killed in either 1975 or 1976.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, that's not the funny part. Jack or Johnny, by some accounts, was a 20-year-old employee who had asked the previous year to be transferred from the grounds crew to a ranger for the ride. Now, rangers rode around the attraction in armored cars with tranquilizers. Jack made the mistake of leaving his vehicle without his tranquilizer gun in order to use the bathroom. Reports indicate that Jack was suffering from diarrhea and was attacked with his pants down.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's the funny part. But that rumor is false. However, Jack did exit the vehicle to make a pit stop and was thus attacked. The safari ride operated from 1974 to 1993, and the location is now home to the Son of the Beast coaster and a storage/junkyard. Do you remember there being any lion rides out there?
I don't remember that at all. I don't. I've been there several times, but I don't remember that.
A little girl allegedly drowned prior to the park's opening in a lake located on the property. The lake is now supposedly used as a reserve for the Whitewater Canyon attraction. Here's the third one. In May of 1983, the park hosted a grad night for local high schools. It's a pretty common thing they do for schools in the area.
Yeah, I went there when I graduated in 81. That's where we went. And oh, guess what? When we went there, we also got a concert. And guess who it was?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
No, REO Speedwagon.
No.
It was so cool. And that's when they were really...
Yeah, so I'd say REO was pretty big right there.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyways. A boy by the name of Johnny was apparently drunk and climbing around the restricted areas of the Eiffel Tower there. By different reports, Johnny was either hit by the counterweight of one of the elevators or was decapitated and mutilated by the cable wires or a combination of the two.
Oh, my goodness.
Either way, he did die, and that's a documented report.
Oh, that's horrible.
June 9th, 1991 is a day known in park history as Black Sunday. You're not going to believe this series of events. The day started off in good spirits. It was when the park hosted one of its last public gay pride events at the park. However, things would not stay so carefree. A man by the name of Tim Brenning was with some friends in Oktoberfest near the Viking attraction. This was a really hot day, so he playfully dipped his hand into the pond to kind of splash his friends. But due to a short in the electrical and the light component, Tim got shocked and fell into the water. His friend, William Heathcote, he went in after him, but he was also shocked. A security guard nearby got the reports from someone had been shocked in the area, but he misheard it as someone being shot. Thus, he jumped in to pull the men out and was also shocked.
Oh, man.
Another guess, probably after someone had gotten the information to cut the electricity, reached in and pulled the men out, and CPR was started. Unfortunately, both the security guard and William died, and Tim, the first man to get shocked and fell in, suffered severe nerve damage in his arm, but he actually survived.
Oh, you know, he must have felt so terrible. Something so innocent, just trying to splash.
Yeah, who'd have ever thought?
Yeah, I mean, who? Yeah, exactly. Who would have thought that?
But that wasn't the end of this day. The park, obviously, from the situation going on, was overrun with helicopters and emergency personnel, which seemed to have distracted a reportedly highly intoxicated woman who was riding the flight commander ride. Candy Taylor had been belligerent with ride operators, but they allowed her to ride alone in a two-person pod anyway.
Oh, you know what? You said belligerent.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was being ugly, like being mean and all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drunk and hateful.
Oh, okay. So she was drunk.
Yes. Oh, yeah, she was drunk. They said she was inebriated, intoxicated. So she's in this one-person pod. And from eyewitness reports, it seems as if she, who was a very small woman, was wriggling around in the harness trying to wave at her friends below and point out all these helicopters when she managed to wriggle between the restraints and fell out.
Oh, no.
Subsequently, the ride was shut down and the modifications were made so this couldn't happen again.
Why would they let her on that ride? Number one, if she was drunk, I would be scared to death she'd throw up on everybody on the way down. And, I mean, that's just not safe anyway.
No.
At all. Why would they do that? I wonder if they got in trouble for that.
Oh, I'm sure they did. They probably got sued for it, is my guess. And the last thing to happen here at the park, a 34-year-old woman suffered a heart attack while riding the Top Gun ride in 2003, and she died in the hospital the very next day.
Oh. So. That's so sad. You go to a park to have a good time, and you just don't think of these terrible things happening. That's why I can't get on these rides anymore. I just can't do it.
Well, sometimes people just make stupid decisions, like the woman who was drunk in the ride.
Right, right.
You've had people get in, climb fences, and jump into where the roller coasters are and get beheaded because
they're not supposed to be in there. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that happened to one of these boys. Where was it?
It was in Atlanta at the Six Flags.
Oh, is that where it was? I don't know why I was thinking it in Louisville, but he went in to get his hat that fell off. Yeah. Is that right?
I'm pretty sure that was Atlanta, but you had the girl that lost her legs.
Kingdom. That was terrible. Man, that, ooh. Yeah, I think I'll stick to riding the carousel. Hopefully the horses don't jump off the merry-go-round and take off with me.
All right, guys, so that wraps it up for that. That's the incidents that's happened in the park. Tomorrow, tune in to hear some of the ghost sightings in the park.
Sounds good.
Hey, guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1379 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's going on, y'all?
So Tracy, yesterday we covered all kinds of mishaps at Kings Island Amusement Park in Ohio.
We sure did.
And I've got some ghost stories that now pertain to Kings Island. So cool. A rare two-parter.
Hey, you know those places out there that you can buy with your pictures on them, like the calendars? You know what I'm talking about. Like they'll take your picture and you could get it on a t-shirt or a calendar or something like that. Well, they did that of Kristen and Josh when they were real little. And it was Kristen, I don't know, she's probably like 5 or 6 or something. And they did a picture of that. And the next time we went back to Kings Island, which was like a year later, they had their picture on a calendar. I walked by and I was like, oh my God, there's your picture. How funny is that?
Well, so everybody could see
you
know, the advertisements of what they could do.
I thought that was so special. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, your kids are special.
They are. I love them.
All right. Not many people are aware of the fact that there is a cemetery on Kings Island property. The cemetery is located between the campground and the parking area and has graves dating back to the 1840s.
Wow, no kidding. I did not know that.
Allegedly, a little blonde girl wearing a blue dress is said to be buried there. And she also haunts the park. She's under 4 foot tall and is estimated to be about 5 to 8 years old. She is most often seen along the tram route and in the waterworks area.
You know what, though? I'm sorry that she passed on, but what a fun place to be.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Tower Johnny. Wonder who this could be.
Tower Johnny.
Tower Johnny is the ghost of the teen who passed away on the Eiffel Tower on grad night in 1983. Tower Johnny is often seen at the tower and is blamed for many of the electrical malfunctions with the attraction and many other malfunctions in the park. In fact, tripped sensors with no apparent cause are dubbed Johnnies. Johnny isn't limited to just the tower, though. He is seen throughout the park as a young, bloodied-looking man. He's rumored to be seen at the Beast, either on the tracks or in the tunnel or in the woods. A legend states that the bloody cables that were instrumental in Johnny's death were stored slash hidden in the woods behind the Beast. Actually, there were cables stored there, but the rusty cables actually were parts from the ride itself.
Yeah, that's weird. I would think I would remember something like that. I mean, it's like 2 years later. I mean, but I can't remember, so.
I don't remember what actually happened. I mean, I've heard the story a bunch of times, but I don't remember it actually happening because that was right about the time I graduated.
Yeah. That daggone Eiffel Tower is scary. I mean, I'm scared of heights, so that's why it's scary for me, but.
Yeah, I'm afraid of widths.
Me too.
Some people say that the Beast has its own ghost, and it's not Johnny. Glowing red eyes are routinely reported by riders during the part of the ride through the woods. There is also supposedly a photo taken by a ride cam that shows the ghost, but no one can produce a copy or has personally seen it. If no one's personally seen it, how do you know it exists? Similar to Tower Johnny is Racer Boy. Racer Boy is supposedly a young boy often seen wearing all white who frequents the area around the racer. The racer is a coaster that has 2 of its 4 trains, originally coming from the Coney Island Park Shooting Star. Many years ago, a young teen boy sitting in the back of that coaster was noticed as missing when the ride pulled in. A search ended with his body being found at the bottom of a dip in the track.
Oh my gosh.
Whether or not this is the same boy or not, we do not know.
Aww.
But the racer boy is seen throughout the park, most often right as the park is closing. Visitors report seeing him along the sides of the tracks and in the tunnels. And like Tower Johnny, there's supposedly a picture of him out there. What is interesting is that while the racer is one of the oldest rides in the park, Racer Boy reports didn't start coming until the early 1990s.
Wow.
That's been there since the 70s.
Yeah. You know, that's why I can't ride these rides anymore to bear. I used to love them, but I just get so terrified now of them breaking or me falling out or something like that. It's just too scary.
Well, the only rides
just
that
put me
I
on
ride,
the carousel ride.
The only rides that I ride are the one we're getting ready to talk about.
Oh.
The Whitewater Canyon rafting ride also has its own ghost. Countless employees have encountered sounds of a child's giggle and pelting of rocks against their observational towers after the last visitors have exited the ride. The poltergeist is dubbed Woody and is most often experienced at the Observation Tower 2, which is deep in the woods and is only accessible by a small footpath. Occasionally, Tower Johnny is blamed for the activity, but other times, activity is blamed on the little girl who drowned in the nearby lake. So, anyways, that's our stories from Kings Island.
I mean, I figured there'd be a bunch, but it's really sad, though, how many people lose their lives on these rides and stuff like that. And I used to like the swings. that really was like way out there. But then all I can see is my chains breaking off and me just flying through the air somewhere. So I just decided not to do it.
Yeah, I don't like anything like that.
Yeah.
So. All right, guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Love ya.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT. Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT. Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.